Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of an evening thunderstorm, a low tonight of 62. 6 months into 2015, and the Wisconsin Realtors Association says June existing home sales rose well over 17%, with median prices growing 6.3%, the best June sales volume listed in 11 years prior to the recession.
At the local level, Kenosha County sales were up almost 18%, just under 30% in Racine County, close to 13% in Milwaukee, and a 20% jump for the region. Median sales, they averaged a 7% increase, 9.3% jump in Kenosha County, 8.7% increase in Racine County, 5.5% in Milwaukee County. Looking at year-to-date, Southeast home sales rose 11.4%, a 19.6% increase in Racine County, 7.8% in Kenosha County, and 5.3% in Milwaukee County. Median prices during that time up 13.7% in Kenosha County, 10.6% in Milwaukee County, 14.2% in Racine County, and 9.2% for the entire region. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Gas prices in Wisconsin are down slightly to start the week, according to the latest survey of gas stations by AAA. The Auto Club puts the average at $2.71, down 4 cents from last week and down 8 cents from a month ago. The lowest price can be found in Madison at $2.59, while drivers in Eau Claire have the highest price at $2.79. Wisconsin's average price is 4 cents lower than the national figure of $2.75. A recent bomb scare at the state capitol in Madison has a GOP lawmaker renewing calls for tougher penalties against anyone making phony threats against public places.
It's a tremendous responsibility to clear buildings, and it's inconvenience, which is one thing, but anxiety in schools in particular, where parents worry about their children. Is it a real threat or isn't it?
Reedsburg Representative Ed Brooks started working on his bill last year after a false shooting threat was made against an elementary school in his district. One of the Racine County Sheriff's Office's outstanding homicide cases goes back 16 years. She is simply known as Jane Doe, a young woman whose body was found on the edge of a cornfield. And coming on 2 years after she was exhumed for further testing, a reinterment will take place on Tuesday. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling noted the extensive work done by investigator Tracy Hintz on this case during a previous news conference, with identification the first big step that's needed.
Call Crime Stoppers, call, leave a tip. Call the number we have listed here, 636-3190. Visit our website. I would certainly love to talk to the person. I know Investigator Hintz would love to talk to that person rather than just getting a tip, but we'll take anything that's afforded to us at this point, anything.
There is a Facebook page about the case, Jane Doe, Racine County, Wisconsin. Flight for Life landed at the Kenosha County Job Center this afternoon to transport a patient from a serious accident at 79th Street and Sheridan Road. Initial reports are the victim had to be extricated from a vehicle. No other information about the accident, which happened just after 2:30, is available. The number of homicides in the city of Milwaukee with just over 5 months to go is equal to all of last year, following the shooting death of a 17-year-old girl on a porch, the 86th murder in the city. Police say the girl was shot during an apparent robbery attempt. She was taken to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in grave condition, and hours later, the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office announced her death. A Kenosha man was dropping off a rental at the Family Video on 75th Street before 4:30 this morning, and after stepping out of the vehicle, someone hopped in and took off. Initial reports had the car going east on 75th, then north on 56th Avenue. Kenosha police converged on the area and found the vehicle abandoned a few minutes later. It's quite a fishing story that no doubt is getting a lot of attention, not only locally, but statewide and probably around the country, considering social media. 6-year-old Jace Hack of Bristol winning Racine Salmon-O-Rama with the biggest fish caught during the tournament. Jace's 25.58-pound lake trout was weighed and recorded just before the end of the contest, and it turned out to be a $20,000 winner. Jeff Hack, the boy's father who was with him, said all he did was get the net underneath it. Up to this point, Milwaukee's Tim Cox had the biggest fish at just over 23 pounds. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.